I volunteered to hand out literature at the early voting polls last fall, and I felt patriotic. Not because I was standing there in the rain for an hour and a half, but because so many people were voting in the rain. I'd been warned that I might have trouble finding a parking place, and yet the voters, who also must have had trouble parking, kept coming. One man told me he was just there to pick up a sample ballot so he could take it home and study it. All this effort to vote in a midterm election. Patriotism is not a feeling that I always consciously recognize in myself, so I began to list the other times that it surfaces. Jury duty. That's another time when I feel patriotic. I love jury duty. I could have asked to be excused from jury duty this year because I'm over 72, but I didn't. A jury seems to me the epitome of democracy at work. I once sat on a jury together with the wife of an unemployed trucker and the wife of Pete Carril, who was then the famous Princeton basketball coach. As I listened to them compare recipes during a break, I thought that we three would never have met in our daily lives, but we were equals in the jury room and had equal voices in the decision we were making. I feel patriotic about the Army. One of my sons is a United States Army colonel. He attended Kemper Military College, and at the graduation ceremony, when he was commissioned as a second lieutenant, I was required to swear on his sword that I would be proud and happy if his blood were shed on behalf of our country. That was a lie. I nearly fainted at the image of my son bleeding out his life. If I'd known beforehand that I was going to have to say those words, I would have tried to weasel out of it. But I am inordinately proud of him. He was attached to the 82nd Airborne during a time when my radio alarm awoke me regularly with the news Nicaragua was claiming the 82nd had landed on an offshore island. News that was always proved to be untrue later, but that nevertheless led me to realize that I would be strangely happy if he were killed in action, that I would rather he had lived a shorter life doing something he loved than a longer life of boredom. All this thinking about patriotism led me to my beloved Oxford Universal Dictionary. If I had to choose one book to save during a catastrophe, that would be the book. I was delighted to find that it comes from the late Latin word patriota, which means fellow countrymen, which fit exactly with what I had been feeling. My fellow countrymen and women were making an effort to vote. We are truly fellow countrymen and women in the jury box. And my son, who described not the danger, but the moon shadows cast by his helicopter as it flew low to avoid the missiles in Afghanistan. He was flying into Kabul to bring a hospital online. And isn't that who we want our fellow countrymen to be? Dedicated to saving lives at the risk of their own lives.